Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer, Logan Landers, and join me to talk about the NCAA Week 3 game preview between the Georgia Bulldogs and the South Carolina Gamecocks is my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing this evening, Mr. Logan Landers?
I am doing tremendous, sir. Can't complain. Another week of football in the books. Here we are getting geared up for Week 3. But before we get into our keys of the game and who we think will win, if you like the video today, please like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode we put out. Game previews, team previews, legends interviews. If you can think about anything and everything football related, you can find it on our channel at 100 Football Sports Talk Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can find episodes every single week. All right, let's get into it. An SEC battle here with Georgia and South Carolina. We'll talk about the Georgia Bulldogs first. Already off to a hot 2-0 start. Got the easy victory last week against Ball State. Final score in that one, 45-3. So far, Georgia's offense has been rolling against some teams who, honestly, their offense should be rolling against. Week one, they beat UT Martin 48-7. And their defense has been looking solid, only allowed 10 points in total and throughout two ball games, looking like those teams of old. But let's dive into what Georgia can do and how they can get better and this week and how they can beat the South Carolina Gamecocks. So look at the game last week against Ball State. Carson Beck had another solid showing, 23-30 passing, 280-plus yards, two touchdowns, only one INT. Not too bad of a day, but their running game improved this past week, 28 carries, 99 yards. I still want to see a little bit more maybe running from them. They're a solid passing game, but for me, my philosophy is you got to just do the body blows, right? You got to run the ball, run up the gut, and make that defense tired, and that's when you keep going with the passing game. And Georgia's been doing a really good job with that. We'll see if they can continue in week three. Of course, Roger Robertson, the second leading the way with that one. This past week, his 6 carries for 38 yards and a touchdown to help out. Kendall Milton did his thing. 7 carries, only 18 yards. Not the best day for him. But the receiving core for Georgia's been doing really well with Arian Smith, Oscar Delph, Ra-Ra Thomas, just to name a few, as well as Dominic Lovett, who they got as a transfer this past offseason. And, of course, the defense. I mean, Georgia's defense, we know for the past few seasons, has been very solid. But, Vincent, one key I think that South Carolina could take an advantage of and something Georgia definitely has to work on is they're getting pressure on the quarterback. Now, last week against Ball State, they didn't get a single sack on the quarterback. And against the UT Martin Skyhawks, all they got was only got one sack. So, I mean, not the greatest showing in terms of that interior defense that we've seen over the years from Georgia. Only one sack in two games. Not the greatest that we've seen here lately. So I would like to see a little bit more internal pressure getting to that quarterback, either getting more quarterback hurries, pressures, knockdowns, and sacks. That's the only thing for Georgia, really, that they need to work on this week against South Carolina. But beside that, just keep it rolling with your offense. It's been working great. I don't expect them to change the game plan a whole lot. And for the defense, like I said, secondary, linebacking core, they're still doing great out there. But I just need that inside defense, you know, those big D linemen, to put in some work this week against the Gamecocks if the Bulldogs want to win. Mr. Turner, how can the Georgia Bulldogs win this ball game coming into week three?
Well, I'm going to say it very clearly, very shortly, get right to the point. When you look at the Georgia Dogs, you talk about their D-line. South Carolina gave up 9 sacks to North Carolina the first game this year. Then Furman had some sets last week rushing South Carolina and Spencer Rattler. And then think about this. South Carolina has allowed in 2 games the most tackles for loss that leads the nation with 23. For me, it's all about the Georgia's defensive line, but most of all, the secondary. Then I'm looking at Carson Beck has gotten out of the gate slow the first 2 games. This is his coming out game right here. We're going to find out a lot about him playing on this Saturday. National game that's going to be televised live on CBS. He's got Lane McCartney coming back who hasn't played this year, the top receiver from Georgia's receiving core last year. So it's all about Carson Beck to me. His coming out game, I don't even count the first 2 games of the season. It's a reliable opponent. Your first SEC game. It's in the East Division. Those are the keys to me about Georgia. Your D-line, your secondary, and basically Carson Beck.
Yes, sir. Let's move on over to the South Carolina Gamecocks. and see if they can pull off the inevitable and get the big, big upset win. So we know South Carolina 1-1 on the season. A lot of hype going into that first game against North Carolina, already going to be a hot matchup. They fell in that one, 31-17. They came back last week, got the big win against Furman. Needed that one just to pick up their spirits. And right back at it, another tough matchup here, really, for the next few weeks for South Carolina. Taking on Georgia this week, got Mississippi State, Tennessee in a few weeks, and Florida. It does not get any easier for the Gamecocks. So for me, man, South Carolina's, if they want to get this game, they got to get some type of running game going. Look, I know Spencer Rattler is your golden boy. I'll get to him in just a second. But through two games this year, Vincent, two games, they've only racked up 106 yards on the ground in total. Their leading rusher is DeKarrion Joyner, 23 carries for only 65 yards. That's only 2.8 average. In Georgia, you got to throw everything at them. And their lack of running game, they've got to try and get that figured out as soon as they can just to diversify their offense, because – we know Spencer Rattler, how talented he is, what he did, and how he's been doing at South Carolina. Against Furman last week, 3 touchdowns, 345, 25 of 27 looked really strong. But like you said, that was against a lesser competition. Against North Carolina, he didn't get anything. No touchdowns, no interceptions. He threw for a lot of yards, but they just could not get the end zone in terms of him with his receivers. They do have some really good players, though. Let's not get it twisted on the receiving corps. Xavier Leggett, he did great against North Carolina. Against Furman, like I say, he didn't do a whole lot, but I think that, or excuse me, he did great against Furman as well. Six catches for 118 yards with a touchdown. So for Georgia in the secondary, watch out for him. Eddie Lewis as well, putting in some work. But honestly, for South Carolina, like we've said, for honestly, that's a lot of teams who have faced Georgia here in the last few years. You got to play a perfect game. You can't get turnovers. You can't fumble the ball. You can't give up interceptions. So Spencer Rattler's got to do what he's been doing. Just keeping it safe, playing well. And I need that receiving core. I need the running backs to really get it rolling this week if you want to defeat the top dogs in Georgia. Vincent, how can South Carolina pull off an upset?
Hey, man, when you got one of the top quarterbacks going into the 2024 NFL draft, a guy who back a few years ago was the number one quarterback in the country, I think it all relies on him. South Carolina, Spencer Rattler has been solid. Not the offensive line, but when he's had time, 816 yards, 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The bottom line, Georgia secondary hasn't been tested. Kamari Lassiter, Javon Bullock, they have not been tested. And this was a defense. Remember last year, a Georgia defense, outside Chris Harris, who's now playing with the Las Vegas Raiders, gave up 850 yards in the last 2 out of 3 games. They gave up a lot of yards against LSU in the SEC championship game, and C.J. Stroud lit them up like a Christmas tree. 850 yards and 7 touchdowns. The bottom line, that's the way South Carolina is going to win that game on Saturday. Let your best player, let your best NFL talent, let him go to work. But he's got to have time now. Mm-hmm. Remember, they gave up 9 sacks against South Carolina in that first game. And last week, Furman had some success rushing Mr. Rattler. But when he's hot, that's why I call him the Rattler Man out of the state of Arizona. He was the number one recruit, played high-level football at Oklahoma. Things didn't work out. I wouldn't be mad if I lost a job to a guy like Caleb Williams. But at the end of the day, Spencer Rattler's done everything that I expected him to do when he came over there to South Carolina. And it hasn't been him that hasn't played very well. And that's going to be, Logan, the most important part to me to this football game on Saturday evening. Georgia's secondary, and as you said, they D-line, can they get pressure? If they cannot, Spencer Rattler can light you up, and he can show you can make all the throws. Let me repeat it one more time. 816 yards, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions so far in the year.
Yes, sir. So my final prediction for this game, I'm going to go with the Georgia Bulldogs getting a win this one. We're improving to 3-0 on the year, remaining undefeated. Give me Georgia 34, and give me the South Carolina Gamecocks 24 as well. It's a 10-point ball game. I think South Carolina's going to put up some good numbers. Like you said, as long as Spencer Rattler can remain calm, can have some time in the pocket, he can do some damage. I expect him to get a few shots in during this game on Saturday. Mr. Turner, your final score.
Well, when you're looking at this game particularly, Georgia to me has not really shown nothing in the first two games. This is Kirby Smart's ammo. The bottom line, you think Georgia is not a team that deserve to be on top of the mountain, but go back last year when it was for them ready to play. I go back to the Tennessee game, how that defense played so well off the charts. Then I go back to the SEC championship game. They gave up some yards against LSU, but it's the defense that did make plays in that game. Then you're looking at, where do we know where Carson Beck is at? The first two games of the season, I'm not going to even say they, but I'm not even going to count that against Mr. Beck. This is his coming out game. They said he was the best passer on the team. They said he had the best pro potential sitting up in the pocket. I think Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs are going to show us why they ranked number one. Remember, on the college scene so far, nobody's talked about Georgia. Even though they're the number one ranked team in the country, we've been talking about that thing that's going out there in Boulder, Colorado, the LA of college football. Then we're talking about the big upset last week, the Horns of Texas, Steve Sarkisian going down to Tuscaloosa, right down the road from where we're from, and landing on Alabama. This is Georgia's chance right now to show the country we are the dogs. I'm saying the dogs are going to roll on Saturday, 45. I'm going to go with your point total for South Carolina, 24.
All right. We'll see how it plays out this upcoming Saturday. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, it's a pleasure working with you, talking about these game previews. But we're going to hear from you, our fans. Who's going to win this ball game? Is Georgia going to keep rolling to a perfect 3-0 season so far? Or will South Carolina pull off the amazing upset? Like I said, drop a comment on our Facebook or YouTube channels. And, of course, check out our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, on any of your networks you enjoy, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever it is you like listen to your shows. Like I said, every week you can find some great content on there. Once again, Mr. Turner, thank you so much for coming on, sir. It is a pleasure. I've been your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your nights, everyone, and go enjoy some football this